from WRCO-FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 52 degrees at 5 o'clock.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. I'm Richard Cantu. Election Day 2024 is here. The nominees holding their final rallies in battleground states. Donald Trump in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
The former president leaning into his arguments around the economy and immigration, vowing to end inflation and to crack down on illegal immigration.
Some of the greatest criminals in the world that are pouring into our country.
But his remarks are also meandering, and he's baselessly claiming that Democrats can only win elections if they cheat. As the former president continues to sow doubt about the election.
ABC's Selena Wang. Vice President Harris taking a page from Rocky, ending her campaign Monday night on the steps of the Philadelphia Museum of Art, climbed by Sylvester Stallone in Rocky.
Here at these famous steps, a tribute to those who start as the underdog and climb to victory.
This is ABC News. The U.S. says there are upwards of 10,000 North Korean troops in Russia's Kursk region on the border with Ukraine.
My understanding is that all of these forces are being issued Russian uniforms and Russian equipment.
Air Force Major General Patrick Ryder said the expectation is that the North Koreans will be joining the fight in the coming days. Some may already be in action.
We've seen the press reports about alleged combat ops. We're looking into those, but at this point cannot corroborate those reports.
Germany's foreign minister turned up in Kyiv Monday on an unannounced visit. Jersey Shore tales. The butchered remains of a common dolphin were found on the beach at Allenhurst, New Jersey. The Marine Mammal Stranding Center says the dolphin's flesh was completely removed with clean cuts from a sharp instrument, leaving only the head, dorsal fin, and flukes. Whoever did it even took some of the dolphin's organs, except for the heart and lungs. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
A high of 63 today. A brief thunderstorm possible around midday. Also tonight, a few showers early, mostly cloudy and cooler, a low of 40. Partly sunny Wednesday and 52. Wednesday night, a few clouds and chilly, a low of 34. 55 Thursday with lots of sunshine. And Friday, 57 with a 30% chance of light rain very late Friday night. Saturday looks rainy, a high of 52. Right now in Richland Center, since midnight, around 13 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. Yesterday's high was 64. We received just 1/100th. So it is a rainy morning in a lot of areas of southwest Wisconsin this morning. North winds at 2, barometer at 29.64. And right now in Richland Center, after a midnight reading of 58, it is 52 degrees. Good morning. Welcome to Tuesday, November 5th.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave? Oh, the land of the home of the
We start the day in a positive way on this election day. Leanne Rimes and God Bless America. Before that, our national anthem performed by Michael Austin. Here we are together again, friends. Yours truly, Phil Nee, down the old trail from Sextonville in the Mighty Vibe through a few puddles this morning. It's interesting how it's been such a dry fall, and it's been like that this year. All of a sudden, things are going to average out for rainfall this year. We're going to get quite a bit of it all at once again, with not only a couple of rainy days, Sunday. This morning kind of looking a little bit like Sunday early on. And then maybe quite a bit of rain coming up toward the weekend again on Saturday and Sunday. Right now, 52 degrees in Richland Center as we start those chores together. We will have some tunes along the way and some sports scores coming up again. Wisconsin Badger men getting a win last night. Marquette and Milwaukee all logging victories in college basketball last night. More in about 10 minutes. Here's Rex Allen Jr.
When I was just a little boy, I learned to call the cows from Eddie Arnold singing strong about the cattle call. And I'll never forget the pioneer singing, see the tumbling down. Well, I think it's time that we put Western back in the country sound. Every time that I hear Rex sing about his Arizona sky, or Roy and Dale's happy trails, they always bring a sigh. My throat gets tight, then the tears come. See them tumbling down. Well, I think it's time that we put Western back in the country sound. Can you hear those parts? Singing about cool, clear water while they're heading for the last round up. Oh, how I wish that I could be back in the saddle with Gene. But days like that I live again only in my dreams. And when I hear Tex sing, I knew my heart comes tumbling down. Well, I think it's time that we put Western back in the country sound. Can you hear those pioneers singing about cool, clear? Sound.
Got the cleanest down.
Southern Pacific on WRCO's Light in the Milk House Show. Today, we remind you Tech Help Tuesday will be held at the Brewer Public Library from 9 until noon. Get basic help with all apps and devices. Walk-ins are welcome. Appointments can be scheduled by calling the Brewer Public Library at 608-647-6444. There is no charge for this service. A Red Cross blood drive is going on today from 10:45 until 4:45 at Wisconsin Dells High School. Appointments are encouraged by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or go online to redcrossblood.org. People First Bowling. That's bowling for people with disabilities, held each Tuesday from 3 until 5 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Cost to be a part is $2 per game. For more information, call Cheyenne Tony at 608-604-0633. The Ithaca FFA hosting a community blood drive tomorrow from 9:30 until 2:15 at the Ithaca Community Gym. You can call 866-MI-BLOOD or Melissa Sprecher at 608-585-2311, extension 310, or go to versatai.org to make your appointment. Community calendar reminders from WRCO. Well, we took you to Reno, and now we're going to stop back in Houston. This is Ronnie Milsap.
I've got some friends down in Houston who know me quite well. They'll be more than happy to put me up for a spell. I can hang out or hide out, whichever I choose. And they won't ask me questions about why I've got the blues. In my all it takes is a call on the telephone line, and I can leave all these problems in Nashville behind. I've got a Houston solution. Troubles will follow and find you someday. There's no use to argue, 'cause he's probably right. But I've run out of options, and I'm leaving tonight. In mind, all it takes is a call on the telephone line, and I can leave all these problems in Nashville behind. I've got a Houston solution.
WRCO Light the Milk House Show. We'll check sports coming up next.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Scavenger hunts. Going from place to place, hunting, searching, scratching your head in frustration. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and we think that purchasing insurance shouldn't be a scavenger hunt. Get all the hints you need and a free quote. You can find us at richardsinsure.com.
An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. John Tanya scored 23 points, John Blackwell 16, and Wisconsin took control in the second half and subdued Holy Cross for an 85-61 season-opening win on Monday night. Cam Jones scored 32 while shooting 14 of 16 from the floor, and number 18 Marquette breezed to a 102-62 season-opening victory over Stony Brook. Led by Jamichael Stilwell's 18, the Milwaukee Panthers defeated the Lakeland Muskies 118-62 in a season opener. Darius Garland scored 39, Evan Mobley added 17, and the Cavaliers improved to 8-0 with a 116-114 win over the Bucks. Milwaukee has lost 6 in a row. Elsewhere in the NBA, it was Golden State 125, Washington 112, Boston 123, Atlanta 93, Detroit 115, the Lakers 103, Brooklyn 106, Memphis 104, Sacramento beat Miami 111-110, Utah 135, Chicago 126, Houston 109, New York 97, Minnesota 114-93 over Charlotte, Oklahoma City over Orlando 102-86. Portland 118, New Orleans 100, it was Indiana 134, Dallas 127, Denver 121, Toronto 119, Phoenix 118, Philadelphia 116, and the Clippers beat San Antonio late last night 113-104. From the NHL, Los Angeles 3-0 over Nashville, New Jersey 3, Edmonton 0. And quite a game in Monday Night Football, Kansas City got by Tampa Bay in overtime 30-24.
Richards Insurance. See the people you can trust at Richards Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving all of Southwest Wisconsin. Richland Electric Cooperative is proud to offer many services to its members and area residents. Richland Electric Co-op is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call them for a free estimate on a new high-efficiency Carrier gas furnace. Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
Well, here is the quotient you need today to get going and have a little pep in your step. The aerobic polka from the Lake the Milk Cow Show. Here we go. Take it away, boys. The new Jolly Swiss Boys and the Schmaltz Polka. Well, that's good for what ails you.
I was talking to somebody the other day, and I was recalling when I used to spin records back in the 80s especially, and somebody would come up and ask me about certain dances and songs, and that was a real lesson for me, because all I ever knew was a polka, but there were some that, man, they could do just about any dance, including, oh, the schottische. Do you remember how to do that? Well, maybe we can play the new Jolly Swiss Boys. Can we pay you to play one more? Okay, here we go. You need about three other people to do that one together. The schottische. I like the title of that one. It's the Ripsaw Bucksaw. The Ripsaw Bucksaw Schottische right there. From the new Jolly Swiss Boys. Good morning, kids. Farm news and markets coming up next. With a classic on the Light in the Milk House show. Some rain off and on your path today. We head toward a high of 63. A brief thunderstorm could be possible a little later on this morning as well. Right now, we're at our overnight low. It is 51 degrees at 5:30.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Recent rains could impact the cattle sector. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Pioneer brand Z-Series Enlist E3 soybeans let you stay in the game with no calendar cutoff dates for spraying. That's Pioneer brand Z-Series Enlist E3 soybeans. Recent rains have been a welcome sight for many cattle producers. Tony Hancock is with Missouri's Department of Agriculture.
We're hoping we get a little runoff to put some water in the pond. You can buy feed, you can truck feed, but when you get hauling water, that makes things real serious in a big hurry.
He tells Brownfield it could provide incentive for some producers around the state to expand. Hancock says he does not expect any widespread expansion, but some recent sales have been interesting.
There was some heifers that went back home that brought just a few $100 over the 3,000 mark. Guys are paying that. I think they're probably doing a little more than just maintaining.
The latest cattle on feed report from USDA had the percentage of heifers on feed at 40%, which economists say confirms there still has not been widespread expansion to the herd. An ag meteorologist is anticipating a wetter and warmer than average winter. Greg Solier says
the only drier areas we see are up across the Dakotas and the uppermost Midwest, but everyone else, including Ohio and the rest of the Corn Belt, should see, generally speaking, a mild and wet conclusion to autumn, I should say, and beginning part of the winter season.
Solier says if La Nina weakens, it could drive more variability through the late winter months. An agricultural economist says young farmers are embracing new ideas to weather the down economy. Dr. David Cole says many of today's young farmers are adapting their business and financial practices.
I'm also finding a very entrepreneurial mindset. Many of them will have their farms and ranches, but then they'll have outside gig income. And they find it's not only the income they generate, but it's also the networking opportunities.
Cole says they're also adapting technologies to improve efficiency, as well as seeking educational opportunities. An ag economist is expecting another tough year for crop farmers. Paul Mitchell with the University of Wisconsin tells Brownfield the balance sheets look okay for some and terrible for others.
The dairy and the beef people are looking okay relative to what they've seen. So it's sort of a tale of two farms, which one is your major source of income.
Mitchell says the 2025 outlook for grain farmers is no better than it is now.
The margins are tight now, and they're projected to be worse for 25 crop year. And so there's a lot of cutting back on costs, finding ways to squeeze your costs down to deal with that.
Mitchell says the crop farmers who are either renting land or paying for a mortgage are hurting the most. The end is in sight for the 2024 harvest season. In Wisconsin, soybeans are pretty much wrapped up, as are the cranberries. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plame. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiders can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors, to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiders still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Harchie Lumber is more than just a lumber supply superstore. When we say they do it all, we mean they do it all. Crafting, engineering, estimates, energy audits, construction design, delivery, and more. Harchie Lumber has it covered literally from beginning to end. For all of your building needs, big or small, call the experts at Harchie Lumber, 608-985-7207. Providing expert service since 1969. Harchie Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
A slow day for direct cash cattle and cash hogs into the day lower. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet Monday. Show lists are mixed, somewhat higher in Nebraska, Colorado, higher in Kansas, but somewhat lower in Texas. Bids and asking prices didn't surface. The bulk of the week's business is expected to hold out until sometime, probably Thursday or Friday. At the Oklahoma National Stockyards, feeder cattle and calves were not well tested, and the few comparable sales were nearly steady. The USDA says demand was moderate to good, but heavy rains have limited recent livestock movement. Feeder supply included 56% steers, medium and large one feeder steers, 601 to 642 pounds, brought $253 to $264. Feeder steer, 708 to 733 pounds, brought $248 to $254. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 663 to 672 pounds, brought $238 to $241. Boxed beef closed higher with solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 57 cents at $316.91. Select closed 213 higher at $287.16. Estimated cattle slaughter was 120,000 head, down 1,000 on the weekend, down more than 2,500 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a pretty light negotiated run. Processors have been starting the week slowly and haven't been aggressive in their procurement efforts. Prices have reflected that. Global demand for U.S. pork has been strong. While there has been a boost to domestic demand recently, there is long-term concern about its inconsistency. The industry also continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Barrels and gilt at the National Daily Direct were down $1.56 with a weighted average of $77.50. The Eastern Corn Belt closed $1.13 lower with a weighted average of $77.82. Prices at the Iowa, Minnesota, and the Western Corn Belt were not reported due to confidentiality. Pork values were about steady on Monday, up 4 cents at 104.01. Loins, butts, ribs, and picnics were sharply higher and higher. Hams and bellies were lower and sharply lower. Estimated hog slaughter was 489,000 head, up 1,000 on the weekend, down nearly 1,000 on the year. And at the CME, live and feeder cattle were lower on technical selling, getting ready for the week's direct business. And lean hog futures ended the day mixed on spread trade. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Direct cattle business was quiet Monday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Plant your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Each season brings promise and potential. Turn that potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein Seed Company. Stein has yield. Soybeans were up modestly with a modestly higher move in meal. January was 3.5 higher at 997 and a quarter. March was up 3.5 at 1011 and 3 quarters. Corn was mixed, watching late harvest activity. December was 2 higher at 416 and a half. March was up 3 quarters at 430. Live and feeder cattle were lower, getting ready for this week's direct business. December live was down 85 at 185.07, and February was 97 lower at 185.92. January feeders were down 77 at 242.42. And hogs were mixed, adjusting spreads, with December down 85 at 83.22, and February lean 70 lower at 85.32. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30, offering a range of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves. They also host feeder cattle sales every Friday morning at 9. This Friday, don't miss their combination sale featuring an all-Holstein and Angus cross sale. For more details, visit BloomingtonLivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020. Bloomington Livestock Exchange, where quality meets tradition.
A nostalgic look at barbed wire fencing today on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back to back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
As a fan of old-time radio shows, I sometimes find clips related to agriculture. Back in the 1940s, United States Steel sponsored a show called Theater Guild on the Air. Well-known radio newsman George Hicks was the voice of U.S. Steel.
For many years, the cattle, horses, sheep, and hogs of this country had a fine time breaking through rail fences and old-fashioned wire fences or tearing their hides trying to get over fences made of stone.
U.S. Steel's answer? Barbed wire and woven wire fencing.
In America's rise to agricultural leadership, steel fencing has played a major role. Throughout the nation, more and better livestock, more and better crops, lower-priced beef, pork, and mutton have resulted from its use. Without it, we could never have done so well in feeding the largest army and navy in our history, nor had food left over for our allies in the starving and war-torn countries.
At the time, U.S. Steel was making a lot of steel fencing.
In 1946, the production of barbed and woven wire fencing amounted to 595,000 tons, or enough three-strand fence to go around the earth at the equator 24 times. And it's safe to say that agricultural America has probably never had any other item that represented more value, more utility, for such a low price.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. USDA says September cheese production was down from August, but higher than a year ago. September production totaled 1.16 billion pounds. That's slightly up from 2023, but 3% lower than August of this year. Italian-type cheese production was up 1.5% from 2023 at 487 million pounds, but that's 2.7% below August of this year. American-type cheese was 3.7% below September of 23 at 456 million pounds. It's also down 4.4% from the previous month. Butter production totaled 159 million pounds in September. That's 11.3% higher than a year ago, but 0.4% below this August. Non-fat dry milk production went up 14.3% from a year ago. Skim milk powder production dropped 21.4% from 2023. Dry whey, whey protein concentrate, and lactose production were all down. Dry whey went down 13.8% on the year. Frozen dairy product production was down except for sherbet, which was up 10% from September of a year ago. Ice cream and frozen yogurt production were all lower than a year ago. Cash dairy prices were steady to lower Monday, except butter on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey prices remain unchanged, seem to be locked at 16¼ cents, two sales at that price. 40-pound cheese blocks went down 0.75 cents to 183, but no sales. Barrels down 0.75 cents to 186, no sales. Butter went up 0.5 cents to 267.5, 10 sales recorded there. Non-fat dry milk unchanged at 137¾ cents with six sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Find more market information online at Brownfield Ag News.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
Today's forecast calls for high temperatures to be at around 63 degrees. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm, especially later on again this morning. A few showers early tonight and a low of 40. Partly sunny on Wednesday and 52. So far, we have picked up 13/100ths of an inch of rain with a steady rain earlier this morning that resembled a little bit like how it was all day on Sunday. Right now, we're at 51 degrees.
I get that guilty feeling. every time I'm out with you. And every time I mention it, you say you've got it too. The kind of love I have for you is the kind that can't be bought. But the feeling keeps on telling me somehow we're bound to get caught. I get the guilty feeling every time I turn about. I know it can't be so very long before he finds it out. And when I'm in the presence of the one that you belong to, I feel so doggone guilty, I don't know what to do. And see much less of you. Cause if he found it out so sudden, like, no telling what he'd do. Would he give consent to turn you loose? Would he be glad to get free? Or would he try to hold on and keep your love and make a sieve of me? I get the guilty feeling every time I turn about. I know it can't be so very long before he finds it out. And when I'm in the presence of the one that you belong to, I feel so doggone guilty, I don't know what to do.
Berlinowski. There you go, a little tune called Guilty Feeling. All right, it is 13 away from the hour of 6 o'clock. Here's George Strait on the Light in the Milk Cow Show.
If you leave me, I won't miss you, and I won't ever take you back. Girl, your memory won't ever haunt me, cause I don't love you, and I feel by that. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. From my front porch you can see the sea. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. I won't follow, I try to find you, cause I don't love you, now fueled by that. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. From my front porch you can see the sea. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. If you buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in green. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. From my front porch you can see the sea. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona.
every morning when I wake up, I thank the Lord above that I'm the lucky one lying next to you. And when you reach out to me, you make my life complete. There's just one thing I ask of you. Do I love you enough? Do I give what you need? Do I make you feel like you're my everything? Can you see it in my eyes? Do you know every time we touch? Can you tell it's forever? Do I love you enough? Oh, oh, oh. I know how much you care for me. I know you're always there for me. There's never any doubt I see what I mean to you. When I hold you close like this, I know what heaven is. All I want is for you to feel it too.
That is the group Ricochet on WRCO Radio. Do I love you enough? Well, we'll see how Tony's doing. Tony Schumacher's weather is right around the corner.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
At this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola, calves were steady to stronger with slaughter cows trending lower. Holstein bull calves sold up to $560, with the beef crossbred calves $850 and down. Slaughter cows range from 90 to 120, with the thin cows 40 to 75. Lightweight bulls, $1, $1.25, with the heavy bulls 1.25 to 140. We had a few 600-pound black steers at 260, corresponding heifers at 246. Then our next feeder sale will be on Friday, November 15th. We will start holding our hay sales this coming Wednesday, November 6th, and again on Wednesday, November 20th at 1 o'clock. Contact Darren, Colton, or Jim, 627-1401 at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola for all of your livestock marketing needs.
Mark your calendars for December 7th and make plans to attend the Spring Green Country Christmas. You'll see several unique items to admire and the annual Spring Green Country Christmas Craft Bazaar, which is presented by the River Valley High School boys basketball team. The event is held in the River Valley High School gymnasium from 8 until 2. Maybe you'd like to be a vendor. Contact Darby Blakely at 608-588-2554, extension 2001. River Valley High School boys basketball team looks forward to seeing you at its annual Country Christmas Bazaar, Saturday, December 7th from 8 until 2.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a large low-pressure system through the middle of the country bringing wet weather on this election day all the way from Texas clear up to southern Canada, and even some strong thunderstorms occurred last evening down in the central and southern plains. That low-pressure area will slide right up across Wisconsin today, bringing us intermittent showers. Right now, it looks like we could see about another quarter inch, maybe half inch in spots in southwest Wisconsin. There's at least a small chance of a thunderstorm or two moving through during the midday hours, so we'll keep an eye on that. We're looking at drier conditions returning tonight as a system slides off to the northeast, and some high pressure working in tomorrow through Friday should provide a nice dry stretch for 3 days, with some sunshine as well and temperatures hovering a good 6 or 8 degrees above normal. Another large low pressure system, though, will move in from the southwest by early Saturday morning, so another round of wet weather for the weekend. Today, look for cloudy and mild conditions with occasional rain showers. A brief thunderstorm is also possible around midday. High temperature in the lower 60s. North wind between 5 and 10, becoming south-southwest 10 to 15. Tonight, a few showers early in the evening, mostly cloudy and cooler. Low temperature about 40. West wind becoming northwest around 10. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of 52. Northwest and north wind up to 10 miles per hour. For Thursday, look for pretty nice weather for this time of the year. Lots of sunshine. Low at 34 with a high of 55. Heading into Friday, partly cloudy, low 34, high 57. There is a 30% chance of light rain developing late Friday night, low temperature 40. Saturday should be overcast and dreary, breezy as well, with a soaking rain, high at 52. Sunday cloudy with scattered light rain tapering off in the afternoon, low 42 with a high of 53, and Monday partly sunny. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a great day.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
51 right now. Yesterday's high was 64. We did pick up 1/100th of an inch of rain yesterday. 74, the record high for November 5th. That goes back to 2020, record low zero in 1951. Last year's high was 59 and the low 30. Sunset will occur at 4:47 this afternoon, and sunrise time this morning will be at around 6:42. The air is calm. The barometer is down a bit at 29.62. We did pick up a little bit of a pesky rain early this morning to the tune of 13/100ths of an inch of rain. We have cloudy skies, and after a midnight reading of 58, it is 51 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Polls will open at 7 o'clock and close at 8 tonight. So do your part and get out and do your civic duty today. And we'll be giving you coverage of the election day coming up a little bit later on this evening on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin, and online at WRCO.com. ABC News at 6 is sponsored by Scott's Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers and by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, providing quality service and equipment for all water systems. Good morning. It is 6 o'clock.